Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Burlines, isn't it? Welcome back. 23 after the hour. We're having our 20th consecutive live Christmas show. It's not a Christmas Day show. That happens Monday through Friday on those years. This year, Christmas is on Sunday. Hanukkah is on Saturday. So we're doing, this is our consecutive, 20th consecutive live Christmas show. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I want to read something from Isaiah. One of my favorite verses. If you're chapter 9, you probably know where I'm going. If you know anything about the Handel's Messiah, especially the chorus, you'll recognize this. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. And then, of course, you have to move over to Luke chapter 2 to see the fulfillment of that prophecy. And when the shepherds were in the fields and an angel came to them and said, don't be afraid, but I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the house of David, the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. There will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And so that was the fulfillment of chapter 9, Isaiah, for Christians. That's the Old Testament Isaiah and the New Testament Luke. And I love those two passages. And this is the time of year to talk about that. You know, folks, we've got there's a special group of people that I always like to. I always have a hard time with this. I always like to recognize in our show our men and women in military standing a post around the world. Two of the Christmases that I did my show, my son was in Iraq, and so this was really rough. But he came home. My son was safe. He is safe, and thank God for that. But everyone can't say that, and so we pray for you. The folks like that and those who were injured. But if you're sending a post around the world, and or if you have, you'll appreciate this poem by Lance Corporal James Schmidt. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I came down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all around, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by the mantel, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. With medals and badges, awards of all kind, a sober thought came through my mind. For this house was different, it was dark and dreary. I'd found the home of a soldier, once I could see clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, sodden and alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd read, curled up on the poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year, because of the soldiers, like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in the land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, We both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over with a voice soft and pure and whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. I love that poem. For a long time, I didn't know who the author was, and I found out later it's being attributed to Lance Corporal James M. Schmidt, and we thank him for that. I can't imagine doing my Christmas show without reading that poem. Puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? And we have so many of our men and women standing a post around the world on this day, and they do it because they stand for something greater than themselves. Wouldn't it be great, wouldn't it be wonderful if more of us could find something greater than ourselves and therefore greater than our differences with other people? Find something in common. Our men and women in uniform have found something in common. Their God, their country, their core, this bit of colored ribbon that they stand for, an ideal that they stand for. It's what binds them together, even though they're all different and they could all argue about a lot of different things. That's what binds them together. How about it? We find that sort of thing out here in society, my friends. Let's work on that this next year. I'm going to try to do that myself. I'll help. Will you help? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.